Which brings us to the new agenda item, which is Amory Seafood and a request for a waiver of royalties to repair a commercial pier and structure damaged by fire. Mr. Watkinson.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Polk, Commission members, as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, we're adding this item as a discussion item for your consideration. As I'm sure you well know, unfortunately, the LD Amory Seafood facility burned a few weeks ago. Most of the structure that was on the wharf was lost. The wharf itself survived. However, some pilings under the wharf were damaged, and they need to be replaced. And we viewed that as repair and replacement of the pilings to support the existing wharf that's along this section of the Hampton River. But the building was gone, and it's completely torn down now. It's completely been removed. And it's been the Commission's policy and staff recommendation that when a structure has to be completely rebuilt, we have to issue a permit for that. So it's been our approach in this case to allow for the platform. There's a concrete wharf out there with pilings supporting it to be maintained in its current configuration, but to put a building back on it, we felt required a permit. And when buildings go back on piers for commercial purposes, we would normally recommend the assessment of a royalty for that construction. I should note that the LD Amory Seafood Facility, based on photography we've looked at, dates back to the early 60s, if not before. There's been a structure at this location out over the river with buildings on it for 50 plus or more years. So most of what was there, we think, predates the Commission's regulatory authority, and no permits would have been issued for that building structure. We have issued some permits over the years for additional wharves around the facility, but not for this particular structure, and as a result, no royalties were ever assessed. However, you know, given the circumstances, you know, staff would normally recommend requirement for royalties for commercial structures on piers. But since this was destroyed by fire, we would need your concurrence to not assess a royalty in this case. Allow us to move forward with the processing of the permit application. It's been public noticed, and if everything goes fine, we hope we can get the permit drafted sometime within the next few weeks, and the Amory Seafood Company can get back to business and reconstruct their facility and move on. So what we're really asking you for today is your concurrence to authorize staff not to charge a royalty in this situation. About the only thing I can think of that's similar in nature is when we had storms, severe storms in the past, we've received governor's executive orders to authorize us to permit rebuilding of structures, and we did not charge royalties in those situations. Normally, however, those executive orders come with a time limit for people to rebuild and qualify for that exemption to rebuild without any permitting. That's not the situation. Of course, it's a one-time event, one pier facility. But we're just seeking your concurrence to proceed with the permitting without the need for a royalty for the reconstruction of the building that was on the pier previous to the fire. We have some photos. Mike Johnson is my staff who's been working on this. We can show you the application drawings and photos if you want to, but I'm not sort of sure that's needed, but we're prepared to do that if you'd like.
I see Mr. Amory in the audience, too. We could hear from him if you wish.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, I think we would need a motion here to waive the royalty assessment in this particular case.
And I would move to authorize staff to waive royalties in the reconstruction of the Amory Seafood.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Zedron. Is there a discussion? Mr. Tankard, do you have a hand up?
No, I certainly, as being a victim of arson and fire as a result, I can sympathize with the seafood business, and I concur, and I'll make a vote in that regard.
Have a statement. Amory's has been there forever. They've been an exceptionally good neighbor, an exceptionally good employer, and so getting them back in business as soon as possible is to everyone's benefit, I believe.
Yeah, my personal feeling, while royalties are important here, that in this particular case, this would be kind of adding insult to injury to rebuild from a fire and then get hit with a royalty on top of that. It's not like this is new construction or an expanded footprint. This is the same footprint as I understand it. Is that correct, Mr. Watkins?
That's correct.
Any further discussion? We have a motion and a second to waive royalties in this particular case here. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. And that brings us to the close of the Habitat Management agenda of portion of the agenda.